And so this is another table from Cattell. In the left column, there are a bunch of ionic crystals. It's mostly atoms from the first column, and then atoms from the second to last column that combine to form these different ionic crystals. And then in the table, there's this this column is the nearest neighbor separation, and this is determined by X-ray diffraction. And you see it's it gives four digits here. So X-ray diffraction is pretty exact. And then the next column is the bulk modulus. And the bulk modulus, measuring the bulk modulus, what you do is you take your crystal, you put it in some oil, and you compress it from all sides. So it's in some cylinder, and there's a piston, and the piston compresses the oil, and the oil pushes on the crystal from all sides. So the definition of bulk modulus is here at the bottom, and it's 1 over the volume, the change in the pressure with the change in the volume. And in the experiment, you look at how the volume changes when you change the pressure, right? You squeeze on it from all sides with oil, and the volume gets smaller. And you measure that the volume got smaller by putting it in an X-ray diffractometer. So it's in a pressure cell in an X-ray diffractometer. You increase the pressure, and then you look at the spacing between the atoms from the diffraction peaks. All right, so with these two, that's enough information now, because this bulk modulus, if you calculate this, then you know what the little springs are. And that's enough to calculate the lambda here and rho. So that's where these two columns come from. And then what they did was they took lambda and rho and the Madelung constant for the correct Madelung constant for these crystal structures, and they calculated the total energy with the formula I gave before, and that comes then in this last column here. And then they compared that to an experimental determination of how much energy comes free when you take a crystal and then you dissociate it into separated ions. Mm-hmm. So you take the crystal apart. I think they must burn it. I'm not really sure.
Do you have an idea, Oliver, how you measure that experimentally?
I'm not really sure, but there's a column for some experiment where they figure out how much energy is in the crystal, and it compares well with the calculated value that you predict from looking at a bulk modulus measurement and a distance between the nearest neighbors from an X-ray diffraction experiment.